Elise Glink joins us on WGN Radio. Elise, it's John. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, John. Good, thank you.
We frequently hear you on the Noontime Business Lunch. You and I were all set yesterday to talk about the insurance industry and how they are rebating money to people. We didn't get a chance. I've got another guest to join us who's an insurance broker on this in a moment, but you start. What's going on with our auto insurance premiums?
So this is amazing. It turns out we're not driving, so we're not getting in accidents. And so the way that your auto insurance is set up is you would typically get a rebate from your insurer if they are just making money hands over fist, or rather not spending it on fixing your accidents. And that's exactly what's happening. And so what we're seeing is there's maybe billions of dollars that are going to filter its way in smaller amounts to you personally, but down to consumers over the next couple of weeks, in fact. So companies that sell more than 82% of the auto insurance in America are going to credit drivers more than $6.5 billion over the next 60 days, which is really impressive.
And I just read that the total may be beyond 60 days, but it's going to come to closer to $10.5 billion. And nowhere, at least, did I read that they have to do this. I don't know if insurance companies are super generous or not, but it sounds like one of them did it and the rest of them fell in line. And they're simply saying, because we're taking your money, but we're not having to pay it out as much, we're going to start crediting you, charging you less, essentially giving you some of that money back. I'm still just a little surprised that they're doing that.
Yes, it is very surprising, and the amount that they're returning is really interesting. So State Farm is promising an immediate dividend that accounts for 25% of the premium that you would have paid from March 20th through May 31st, which might be $40 to $60, maybe more if you have a couple of cars insured. American Family is going to provide an immediate $50 for each vehicle, which is about 21%. Some smaller insurance companies, Shelter Insurance, Tennessee, they're doing 30%-ish. Allstate, in our back of the woods here, is providing 15% for April and May, but there's additional credits that may be replied. The ones that aren't doing so well, GEICO from the Consumer Federation of America gave it a D- for those policyholders because they're requiring customers to renew policies before getting the savings.
Oh.
So it's all over the board, but there is money that you're going to be getting back.
15 to 25% seems to be the spread, Elise.
Maybe even a little bit more, but 15, I would say 15 to 25 or 30%. And remember, it's just of the, so far anyway, of the premiums you would have paid in March, April, and May, because those are the months that people literally had to stay at home and not drive.
My understanding is, tell me if this is correct, that I'm not going to get a check in the mail. I don't have to do anything. Literally, say I'm auto paying. Well, let's see. I think I pay every 6 months, so I'm not exactly sure how they're going to do that. I was under the impression for a moment there that if every month they were deducting from my, say, checking account, they would deduct less. But maybe when the next premium due date comes, they'll automatically factor in the discount. Do you think that's what will happen?
I don't think so. I think that if you direct pay, I think you're going to see something go back right into your account, or you're going to receive a check in the mail.
Fabio Fasci's on a phone line, too. Elise Glink is with us, real estate and financial wellness expert. She's the owner of Think Glink Media. She frequently helps us out here at WGN, sometimes hosting and as a guest on the Noontime Wind Trust Business Lunch. Fabio Fasci's on a line. He's the operations lead for Property and Casualty Division of Policy Genius. These are insurance brokers. Fabio, you're on WGN. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm great. Thank you. And hi, Elise.
Jump into the conversation, Fabio. So that's what I understand is going on. What else do you have to add?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, both you and Elise are absolutely correct, right? One, you know, part of this is that there hasn't been a whole ton of precedents, right, dealing with a kind of pandemic like this, obviously, in a very long time, right? Not something most of us have seen in our lifetime.
Right.
Right, so the kind of reactions we've seen to it across the industry have largely been unprecedented. At least in this context, right? And Elise mentioned, right, how it was almost shocking, right, to see how quickly they've reacted, and really, you know, in a good part, right, as a consumer protection to help help clients get their money back, right? Because for the very simple fact that they're just not driving. If you're not driving, why would you, right? Why are you paying for this? And rather than having to do some complicated sort of freeze or dropping coverage, right? The goal is to get them back their money as effectively as possible and as fair a way as possible. And so we've seen really in a matter of over the course of just the past 2 weeks, we've seen this evolve really rapidly from kind of the first to go to the front line with issuing these credits or rebate to several companies following suit. And then we started to see, even before that, several accommodations being made, obviously extended grace periods in terms of payments and other payment plans. And, what you can most quickly align this to is, at the end of the day, right, this is being viewed as a national catastrophe being kind of just like the industry term, obviously, for an event that's so far-reaching as this. And it's being handled like other catastrophes. So typically what you expect at a property and casualty insurance companies, right, is their reaction to a hurricane or a flood or the wildfires, in California was a common topic. And so, not a whole lot of precedence in terms of a pandemic, but they're doing the right thing in terms of, making sure to keep their client base and their consumer protected and healthy in terms of their financial income.
I can imagine that. And that must be a motivating factor, Elise, right? That is, if Allstate's going to do it, but State Farm isn't, if Geico, if you guys don't get on the bus, people are paying attention right now to be competitive. They probably have to do something like this.
They do, and you're seeing it in other areas as well. And so the CARES Act mandated that, for example, credit card companies and mortgage lenders provide some help to people in terms of allowing them to go right into forbearance. And you're seeing that some of these companies are a little bit more generous than the other, and so the other ones are starting to catch up. And everybody wants to be seen as being part of the solution, not part of the problem. And frankly, as a consumer financial expert, I got to say, good. We need all the help we can get right now, because even though the stock market looks pretty good, I mean, relatively speaking, still down 20%, but this is such a deep pain that's still being caused that everybody's going to have to pitch in.
I got 30 seconds left, Fabio, but are you seeing a range in discounts?
Elise was right. I mean, really what we saw right off the board, right, 15% was kind of where the bar was set. And then it's kind of trended upwards, I think, largely, honestly, somewhat maybe as a marketing tactic. And some of it, just to really gauge where the consumer protection should be. More recently, right, we've started to see the state legislation kind of get involved in California. They've now, the insurance commissioner has now issued that companies are expected to give some sort of credit. Again, kind of still working out what the credit's going to be in the aggregate amount or not, whatnot. But again, consumer protections, working properly.
Elise Glink is with Think Glink Media. And Fabio Foschi, what's the website for you guys, Fabio?
Sure. You can reach us at policygenius.com.
Policygenius.com. Both of you, thank you for your time. Very helpful this morning.
Thank you, John.
Pleasure,
bye now. And I don't know that the check's in the mail, but it may be in your account. It's 9:57. The news is coming up next.